All right, folks, welcome back to Morning Dump, your daily dose of mental realignment, where we tackle those big questions, celebrate the small wins, and, most importantly, remind you that you are absolutely amazing. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and today we're diving into something super crucial, especially in these crazy times. Self-compassion. Ever feel like life throws punches at you faster than a heavyweight champion? You know that feeling when you mess up, beat yourself up about it, then spiral into a vortex of self-doubt? Yeah, been there, done that, got the crumpled tissues to prove it. But guess what? There's a better way. We're talking about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer our best friend, even when things go sideways. Now, I know what you're thinking. Asher, that sounds like fluffy stuff, nice in theory but hard to pull off. Hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or ignoring your mistakes. It's about acknowledging them without judgment and recognizing that everyone stumbles. Think of it like this. Imagine you scraped your knee as a kid. Would you berate yourself for tripping? Nope. You'd probably get a band-aid, maybe some ice cream, and tell yourself, "It's okay. I'll be more careful next time." We need to extend that same compassion to our adult selves. So, how do we actually cultivate this superpower of self-compassion? It's not about wishful thinking, folks. It takes practice. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Start by noticing your inner critic. That voice that constantly judges and criticizes. Well, it's time to give it a name and recognize its patterns. Is it whispering negative thoughts after a setback? Does it judge your every decision? Once you become aware of this voice, you can start to challenge its negativity with more realistic and compassionate thoughts. Remember, you are not your thoughts, you are the observer of them. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself lost in worry or replaying past mistakes on a loop? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on those mental hamster wheels. It's about focusing on the present moment, noticing your breath, and observing your surroundings without judgment. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there to help you get started. Trust me, it can be life-changing. 3. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same care and respect you would offer a loved one. Need that extra hour of sleep? Go for it. Craving chocolate? Enjoy a square, or two. Listen to your body's needs and give yourself permission to rest, recharge, and indulge in things that bring you joy. 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to the good stuff can work wonders for our mental well-being. Take a moment each day to appreciate the small things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a genuine smile from a stranger. These little moments of gratitude can add up to big shifts in your outlook. 5. Remember, you are not alone. We all struggle with self-doubt and insecurities. Reaching out for support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Talk to a friend, family member, therapist, or join a support group. Sharing your experiences and connecting with others can provide invaluable comfort and encouragement. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-life example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've been practicing for weeks, but nerves get the best of you during the actual presentation. You stumble over some words, your mind goes blank for a moment, and you feel like the floor is opening up beneath you. What happens next? Do you beat yourself up for every slip-up and spiral into negativity? Or do you acknowledge that you're human, give yourself a little grace, and focus on delivering the rest of the presentation to the best of your ability? Self-compassion in this situation means treating yourself with kindness, recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and focusing on learning from the experience rather than dwelling on the imperfections. It's about acknowledging your feelings without judgment and reminding yourself that you're capable and resilient. So, there you have it. The power of self-compassion in action. Remember, folks, be kind to yourselves, embrace your imperfections, and celebrate every step forward. Because at the end of the day, that's what truly matters. Now, before we wrap things up, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts, stories, and experiences on our social media pages. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use a little dose of self-love. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.